Let's get to know the rabbi on a personal level of some sort. Paula, maybe some personal traits of the rabbi that you have observed.
Well, I think that everybody in the congregation would share their knowledge of most of these traits. Rabbi Sherman has a wonderful sense of humor. That's evident often. He's orderly. He's organized. As I remarked on his service a week ago Friday, he is always on time. You can set your clock. There must be an internal one of those things from England that sets the world clocks in Rabbi Sherman because he's always on time. I think that as a rabbi, it's important that we all recognize that he respects people's confidence. This is not a rabbi that gossips or trades secrets. If you tell your rabbi something, it's not going to go anywhere else. And I think you always know where he stands. That's a wonderful trait with a rabbi. As I said, he's clear, he's articulate, lots of other traits. We all know he can't sing, but we forgive him for that.
That's very complimentary, Rabbi. How does that make you feel?
Well, Paul is biased, you know, because Paul and Malcolm have been among Nancy's and my dearest friends since we came here. Paula is responsible for finding us the home that we've been living in for now 37 years happily. She steered us that way. I still remember the advice, stretch if you have to for a year or two. It'll get easier as you go along. It was good advice. I didn't know we were going to have a third child and needed that extra room. She may have talked to Nancy, I don't know. But at any rate, we've been very happy in our home. So how does it make me feel? Coming from Paula, who has been a co-worker for all of these years, it feels very good, and I thank you.
Those traits, they come from a mentor or several mentors?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you mentioned in your early questioning, there's not a week goes by that I don't do something because I think that that's what my mother wanted me to do, or not do something because that's what my father would not want. So I had strong parental models. I grew up with one of the giants of the American rabbinate as the rabbi of my home congregation. Dr. Solomon B. Frioff was one of the great teachers of 20th century Judaism. And I cut my teeth for 7 years with a wonderful congregational rabbi who, when we sent him the invitation to our retirement weekend, Nancy was home, he called, said, "What do you mean Charles is old enough to retire?" So I've had a lot of good mentors. I said to the congregation, I watched a senior rabbi and a rabbi emeritus for 7 years close up. Came here, I had the benefit of Rabbi Norbert Rosenthal's 25 years of experience here and 40-some years in the rabbinate. He was a blessing to me for almost 14 years as my emeritus here. Cantor Seaborn was truly not only a colleague, but a dear friend and a source of wonderful knowledge of the congregation. I've thought about this question. One of my mentors is Reverend Clarence Knippe. Reverend Knippe is a Missouri Synod Lutheran minister. We became friends in my earliest years here, and I kind of followed Clarence in some of the things that he did. He served as chair of Planned Parenthood's religious committee, and when he finished, he recommended that I become chair. We were involved in creating the Tulsa Police and Fire Chaplaincy Corps. He became its first executive, I the first president. Clarence was one of the fairest, wisest, maturest clergy people I've ever met. And I could go on. There were Christian clergy who became my colleagues and friends. Warren Hulkran of First Baptist Church, and you know these names. Bill Wiseman of First Presbyterian. These were people I learned from and could also lean on when I had a challenge. I was never too proud to be able to say, guys, what would you do?